This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
One of the most astonishing shitas, memras, opinions in all of Torah Shebaal Peh is that of Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Rabbeinu HaKadosh, who was an enagel from David HaMelech, the Gemara in Shu'as Daf Yud Gimel, I'm sure you all know, we've spoken about this in earlier years. There's a machloikis between Rabbi and the Chachamim. If Yom Kippur is mechaper, afilu l'she'enem shav. Does Yom Kippur bring kapara, even for Jews who don't do tshuva? The Chachamim say it can't be. Tshuva is a tnai, it's a condition. For Yom Kippur to work, there has to be tshuva. And Rabbeinu HaKadosh says that Yitzuma Shel Yom is Mechaper. Yitzuma Shel Yom is Mechaper. The essence of the day itself is Mechaper. Yitzuma Shel Yom Mechaper. So I want to talk about this. I might not get to that actual machlokes. This is a 3-year plan I have for we should be able to have the next 2 drushes in Yerushalayim. To continue with next Shabbos Shuvah. Yitzuma Shel Yom is Mechaper. In many of the Machzorim, before Kol Nidre, there's a maimer of Rabbi Shimon from the Tikkuni Zohar. Almost all of the Svardish, Nusach Svard Machzorim, and many of the Ashkenaz Machzorim as well. And there are Jews who have accustomed to say this piece of the Zohar Kodesh before Kol Nidre. So I'll read to you a sentence translated from the Aramaic. Come, Rabbi Shimon al Raglov. Rabbi Shimon stood on his feet. Means it's something big coming up. Come, Rabbi Shimon al Raglov. Heirim Yodav Klape Mailan. He lifted his hands to the sky, which is a very high level of davening, a very unusual way of davening. We don't really do that so much anymore. V'shiberach l'Kadosh Baruch, when he praised Hashem, he said, Ribon ha'olam, Master of all worlds, Asei l'man ha'shchina shehi begalus. The Shechina, your presence, is in exile. Redeem her. Vim hi b'shvua. And if there was an oath that was taken, this means by the Midah of Teferis, if somehow there was an oath from above that the Shechina and the Jewish people would be in Golus until the final designated time, V'mi b'shvu hari abba v'ima shehem chochmu v'bina yichadim la'asis ha'torah. There are Midas of Hashem, Abba and Ima, that's called father and mother, Chochma and Bina, that are higher than the Midah of Teferis, which is the Torah. It can release Kivyochel from that vow. Mezesha Kosuf, as it's written in Yeshaya, Hashem Tzivokos Yoatz, Yudke Vovke is the Midah of Teferis. Hashem Tzivokos Yoatz, Hashem has devised, Umi Yofer, and who can annul? Hashem has made an oath, and who can possibly annul the oath of Hashem? There's an oath of Golus, to the appointed time. And who can annul God's oath? But if this neder of Hashem is from a higher level, it comes from the level of Chochmah and Bina, of Abba and Ima, that's called father and mother, Abba and Ima, Chochmah, Bina. V'i'efsha. So then it's impossible, if the oath comes from such a high place of elukus, of godliness, of Chochmah and Bina, then Chochmah and Bina cannot annul their own oath. Then Rabbi Shimon says something absolutely amazing. Ani ala alza. Rabbi Shimon says, I will ascend to a higher place. I will ascend to a level that's higher than Tiferes, higher than Chochmah and Bina. Shenemar ki yipole mimcha davar. As it says in Torah, that if there's something that is beyond you, it's a wonder. Ki yipole mimcha davar is talking about Sanhedrin, but the highest level of godliness is called Pele, the wonder, the crown. Keser yitnu lecha. Ki yipole mimcha davar shenama bai b'mufla mimeich al tidraish. So Rabbi Shimon says that if Abba and Ima, Chochmah and Bina, and Tiferes cannot annul this vow, then I will ascend to the highest place in the Godhead, in Elokus, that's called Pella, that's called a wonder, that's called the crown. The highest and deepest will of Hashem Himself. Sheyifter HaNeder. And the God Himself, from that highest, highest place of Elokus, He will annul this vow. Now, obviously, one needs to understand Sisrei Torah Kabbalah. That's not what we're here for at this time. This is an absolutely earth-shattering, unbelievable earth-shattering statement that's made by Rabbi Shimon, and you could see him standing on his feet and shaking his fist. What is this neder of Golos? It's obviously referring to a Gemara in Bava Basra. There in Ayin Dalet we have some very, very unusual stories about Rabbi Bar Bar Chana. And the Gemara says that Rabbi Bar Bar Chana went with a certain Soicher Yishmaeli, an Arab merchant, a Soicher Yishmaeli. And this Yishmaeli, this Arab, revealed to Rabbi Bar Bar Chana the place of Har Sinai in the desert. And over there at that place of Har Sinai, Rabbi Bar Bar Chana heard a bas kol, heard a voice coming down from Shammai that said, Oili shenishbati. He heard a bas kol from Shammai saying, Oili shenishbati. Oy vey, that I swore, that I made an oath. The Golos of the Jewish people. Oili shenishbati. V'achshev shenishbati mi mefer li. And kivyochel, I made this oath, and who's going to annul it? The Kol Nidre that we say Yom Kippur night, where everybody all around the world for all of these years dreads and looks forward to, is shaken to the core by the sound of those words, Kol Nidre, and by the melody of Kol Nidre that certainly goes back to the Beis HaMikdash, to the Levium. When it seems to be a very basic, very plain halachic release of vows and past year and coming year, but there's no question that the Chachom, the Tzaddikim, who gave us our tefillas, there's no question that the neder, the vow, is not only referring to our personal vows, but kol nidre, kol is 50, chaf lamed, right? Is 50, mi, meifeli, mi mem yud is 50. We're talking about that world of Yovel, that world that ascends higher than the 49 levels that Moshe Rabbeinu was able to get to. Kol Nidre. Let's try to understand an our Madrega. Let's try to understand an our Madrega. Everything I'm going to be talking about now for approximately the next 15 minutes or hour or so are things that we've been speaking about this past year that are very much on my mind and in my heart. And many people have asked me questions about and sent me emails about. So I decided that I would take this time to begin to unwrap the mystery. But it needs more than an hour, but to begin. In the formulation of the bracha of Kedushas Yom HaKippur, that we say on Yontiv, we're getting to the Itzuma Shel Yom, to the essence of the day. And we say the words in that chasima, in the conclusion of the bracha for Yom Kippur, V'taher li beinu la'avdecha be'emes. We ask Hashem to purify our hearts to serve Him in truth. V'taher li beinu la'avdecha be'emes. Because Hashem, you forgive, and as we spoke about Shel Hashudas, and you forgive again and again the Jewish people for their sins. And then we finish the bracha, Avrash, Masenu, and so on. Now this is a very, very strange request to make in the matbeya of the bracha of Yom Kippur for this reason. One of the 13 midas harachamim is emes. Now the midas are divided into two general categories, the two parts. The first midas are really about who Hashem is, kivyachol. Not in His essence, but how He makes Himself known to us. Hashem, Hashem, karachum, mechanan, erach apayim, v'rav chesed v'emes. All of those midas. Rachum, mechanan, and so on. And it ends, that part ends with emes. Rav chesed v'emes. Abundantly kind. And emes and truthful. So that's the part of the midas that's talking about who He is. or how we know him. The second part of the 13 midos is not about him, but what he does. Noitzer chesed, how he uses these attributes. Noitzer chesed lelofim. Noitzer ofim v'fesh v'chatov v'nakeh. He forgives our sins and so on. So that means that the midah of emes is the chasima of the first part of the 13 midahs. Those 13 midahs are midahs of rachamim, of love and compassion. Now you all know that emes means din. Because emes means the absolute truth. And the absolute truth means, and din means, that you and I get what's coming to us. Is there anybody here that wants what's coming to them? We don't want it. And that's the midah of emes. So why is emes bechlal part of the 13 midos of rachamim? Rachamim, and rachamim is Yaakov Avinu, and rachamim is emes. Titan emes the Yaakov. And not only that, but it's the chasima of talking about who he is. Chayisma shekadosh baruch hu nu emes. It would seem that emes is something we'd rather avoid this time of the year. So if you ask a child, just for the sake of making it easier, I'm going to say a boy and a father, but it's the same if it would be a boy or a girl with a mother. So if the little boy is asked by somebody, why does your father love you? Somebody asked, why does your father love you? There are two possible answers that the child could have to that question. One possible answer is that my father loves me because I'm a good boy. And I do what he tells me, what mommy tells me. That's one possible answer. The other answer could be, my father loves me because I'm his son. My father just loves me. Kacha. Now, when that little boy was born, before there was any such thing as a yeled tov, before there was the possibility of him being a good boy, just a newborn infant, the parents loved the baby. They just met him. And they loved the baby with an ahavas oilam. Ahava rabba, ahavas oilam. They loved the baby. They love him because etzem atzamai. They love him because of his existence. That he's an extension of us. For no reason at all. If anything, that infant is more annoying than most of your friends. Or most of your family members. Now, as this baby begins to mature into a child, into a young man, and he's a yelad tov, a good boy. So then the parents are proud, and the parents feel that because of Siba Ploinas, because of this reason, and they'll tell you why they love their son, and because of a certain tchuna that he has, or tchunas hanefesh, characteristics, his personality, so they can explain, the parents can explain, and they often don't hesitate to do that. In the case of a yelad tov, to explain what is it about this child that's so lovable. Now, let's talk for a moment about a subject that makes us squirm a little bit. Parenting. Chinuch. It's very, very obvious and it's very clear. That with that basic, primal, essential love, that love of the baby when it's born, a love that wasn't earned by any particular action, word, by any type of behavior, with that love to continue, and this child would grow up being completely, completely enveloped in the infinite love of those parents, a love which he never, ever has to work for, a love which he never has to earn. Then it's clear that this love of the parents would cause a tremendous churban, a tremendous destruction of this child that would affect his marriage, his future life, till 120. Everything is okay. Sometimes I remember, used to watch the news, and they would speak to the mother of somebody that just, you know, killed 45 nurses or something. And the mother saying, "Hey, he's a good boy. He's a good boy." The child does whatever he wants. And he knows that no matter what he does, the people that count most in his life, the people that till 120, even after they leave the world, everything is measured by, love him and are completely uncritical of his behavior, no matter how poor his behavior is. That's a churban of a human being. It's a lot of what we're seeing. It's a churban. On the other hand, if the only love that this child experiences is because who yelled tov, that first kid, my father loves me, my mother loves me because I'm a good boy, and that continues as he grows up, that his parents love him because he's a good boy, that also brings to a terrible churban if that is the only madrega of ahava, of love, that this child knows, a response to his goodness. Because there are zmanim tuva, there are many, many times that this child lo yelatov, that he's not a good boy, He's a bad boy. There are many times. And those times when he's in a bad place, he's looking desperately after his teachers have already been finished with him, and parts of his little society have been finished with him. He's looking desperately to his Abba and Ima, to his parents, for that mountain, for that home base. Like in running bases we used to play, I don't know if kids do that anymore. All the 50-year-olds and above remember? That home base of Abba and Ima, of parents, where I know that I can turn to these people, and no matter how everybody else has turned away from me and everybody looks at me, and no matter how much I hate myself, when I come to my home base, I walk into a world of Ahavas Olam Avti. A love that is pure. A love that cannot be broken, that cannot be dirtied by all of the dirt of his life. Now obviously, the greatest chokhmah in being a parent, the most difficult challenge of being a parent, and Hashem is Baruch Himself, Avinu Shebishamayim, Kivyochel, reveals these two ways. The hardest thing is to be Mishalev in a healthy way, these two types of love. That's really hinted at in the words that we just said in Shalosh Sudos and Dovid HaMelech. Shiftecho mishantecha hema yinachamun. Shiftecho means the discipline, the shevet, the discipline, the rod. A good parent has to teach a child right from wrong. There needs to be reward and punishment. You're rewarded for something good. There needs to be punishment for something bad. Im ata lo yeled tov, if you're not behaving well, there are consequences to poor behavior. So there's a shevet, there's a rod, shiftecha. But oy vavoy, if there's no mishantecha. What's a mishan? What means mishantecha? That which you lean on, like a stick, a shtekel. Something that you could always rely upon to hold you up. So when we speak about Hashem is Baruch, going into the week, leaving Shabbos, when David HaMelech was gone, Caleb Gates Salmavis, you know, the whole world turned against David HaMelech, even his own son. Gam Caleb Gates Salmavis, the Iraqi Ata Imadi, Shivtecho Mishantecho Heima Yinachamun. Not just the Shevet, and not just the Mishan, not just the discipline, and not just the undying love, Shivtecho Umishantecho together. Heima Yinachamuni, bring strength and comfort, and bring to a person being David HaMelech, Mashiach. So Avinu Shebishamayim, Abba, Kutshebrich, and Shechintei and the Shechina, our mother. Hashem is Baruch, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shechina, Abba Ima, behaves towards the beloved child, Benoi Yechida, his only son, that's us, Bnei Bechor Yisrael, every Jew, is Hashem's only child. He treats us, he lives with us in a way of Ahava Blisov, infinite love, unconditional love, Etzem Me'atzomai, Libi Ubisari, the Baruch Shalom's heart, Kivyochel, his flesh, a Jew is engraved in the heart of the Bari Olam, who loves each and every one of us more than any human parent ever loved the best Yelad Tov that ever lived. That's how much Hashem Baruch loves every Jew, even the biggest Rosh. And that's, as you all know, the morale explains why Hashem didn't give reasons for choosing us. We don't know anything about Avraham Avinu and the Chumash. We're not told why he was taken, why this nation was made from those genes of Avraham Avinu. We don't know. Chazal fill us in on some of the mystery, but we don't know. And the Maral explains, because what we must know is that there's not a reason that he loves us. The same way there's not a reason that the parents love the baby when he comes into the world that they could explain. Because a Jew comes from something that's called Reshit L'Yisyada, from the highest place that's unknowable in Hashem, from the crown, from the highest point of the crown. And together with that, Ahavas Olam, that infinite, unknowable love, Hashem also deals with us in a way of Mida Keneged Mida, measure for measure. You're good, it'll be good. You're bad, it's going to be bad. You better work it out. And the Baruch Shalom stands. You're going to get a patch. The Chumash is filled with promises. If you're good, it's good. And if you're bad, it'll be bad. We just learned the Toichacha. These parashas at the end, there's a lot of scary stuff. And there's a lot of good stuff if we behave. So Mitzad Echad, on the one hand, Mitzad Echad, like the Navi says, and we learned by the Nechemta, Hasishkach Ishoila Rachem Ben Bitna, can a woman forget her nursing child that she would not have compassion? Like a mother, there's no greater image of love and compassion than a mother sitting with a baby and nursing the baby. It can't get better for a baby than that. There's no greater picture of complete ahava and giving without any conditions. On the other hand, many people called me up to ask me, left messages and emails, and that's why I decided I would try to cover this all before Kol Nidre. And at least one chelik of it. There's so much to talk about. One chelik. The Rambam says, this was a kashi, each person felt it was his einfall, that because of his bekiyas in the Rambam, that he knew that the Rambam says a frightening lashon when he speaks about tshuva, in Hilchos Tshuva, and he says, Amish, I don't even want to say the words, they're so hurtful. Amish, yesterday before he did tshuva, he was hated by God. He was an abomination in God's eyes, these lashonos that the Rambam uses. And today, Ohuv and Choviv and so on, he's loved and close to God and God's dearest friend. So there were chevra that brought this as a raya that what you're talking about, Hashem's love for us in such ways that you're overlooking the Rambam and you're overlooking the whole inyan of Mida Keneged Mida and Schar V'Oinish, reward and punishment. There's a Anhogya that the Ramchal calls Anhogya's Amishpa. And in that world that's called Torah, when you open up the Chumash, when you open up the Rambam, In that world of Ahagas HaMishpat, Mishpat, law, discipline, behave, be a mensch, grow up, take responsibility, stop whining, do what's right, stop doing what's wrong. In that world, Hashem reveals, be a good boy, be a good girl. And if not, there are consequences. Bamas, there are consequences. And Hashem is Baruch in that world, shows the angry face of a disappointed parent upon hearing a bad report about a kid. So human parents have to try their best to integrate these two hanhagas, hanhagas ha'yichud, hanhagas ha'mishpat, in the language of Ramchal, it's absolutely forbidden for a parent to raise a child in only one of these ways. It's forbidden. Uvachol zois. Even though the parenting manual contains these two parts that we're just learning about, however, there are times in the life of a child when the child is going through a crisis, is going to that place of Geit Salmoves, of Eimek HaBocha, which our generation goes through in ways that are different than our parents and grandparents. My parents went through a Gashmizdike, Eimek HaBocha, in the physical world, in this world, as did many of yours and grandparents. There are times in our time now, in our world, where the parents must turn away completely from that whole mahalach of wise, fair, and effective, normally effective and healthy parenting. But unless the parents at that moment are able to look at this child who is seen, who appears to the rest of the world as michutz, as outside, as a lo yuslach, as unsuccessful, as a failure, as a misfit, that at that moment the parents cannot cholili, even though he deserves the shevet, the rod, because of his actions, he deserves that. In a big way. And that's the normal anhaga during regular times, regular problems, regular issues. Bedtime, brush your teeth, do your homework, b'chul. But if the child is slipping away, as many children in our generation are slipping away, then when he looks at his parents, he has to see in their eyes and hear in their words, HaBen Yakel Ephraim. You know that Ephraim was the worst of all the Shvatim? Do you know that? You know that Ephraim was filled with Avodah Zarah? HaBen Yakel Ephraim. Em Yelad Shahashuvim. K'midei Dabri Boi Zochras Kirenu Od. Rachem ben Bitna. The mother has to see not this angry 20-year-old that might even be being taken away in handcuffs or something. The mother has to see this child. He's a good boy. To see this as the one, to be able to look at him at that ugliest moment of his life, and to see him at that ugliest moment as the baby that she was nursing. So the Ramban defines Yom Kippur as Rachamim Bidin. Vayikra Chav Gimel Chav Dalet. Perich Chav Gimel, Pasuk Chav Dalet, if you have a chance. Rachamim Bidin. And suddenly there's unleashed into the world that ahava atzmis kivyochel, that essential, unknowable, mysterious love, which is described in Navi as Hashem cleaning away the tzoa of Basion, cleaning away the tzoa. You know what it means, the tzoa? It's what's in the bathroom. It's the ugliest thing. Cleaning away the tzoa, the filth, the dirt, the shmutz of Basin, of Yerushalayim, of the Jewish people, of the child. Mr. Remark talks about in Tamei Dvar that I'm sure many of you are learning now, that midah. And Hashem drops the whole, on Yom Kippur, Hashem drops the whole guide to effective parenting. And he adjusts Kiryachal to a different way. A higher and a deeper way. Akasha, but they're going to be spoiled. Akasha, he's going to think that he can do whatever he wants. He's going to get away with it. He can sin. Haskatega, silence. No, we don't have any more Beis HaMikdash. We're going to have it soon. Now we don't have the Beis HaMikdash. And we don't have the Avodah of Yom Kippur, the Seir LaHashem, the Seir LaAzazel, that Biur, at that moment, at that crucial moment of parenting, whether the father is able to rise to the occasion and make that distinction between the Seir LaHashem and the Seir LaAzazel. We don't have that Avodah now. But we have the Yud Gimel Midas Rachamim that we repeat over and over and over these days. In the last moments of Ne'ilah, that's all we're saying. Hashem, Hashem, Karachim, Mechana, Hashem, Hashem, Karachim, Mechana. Of Chesed Ve'emes. And Chazal say that these 13 Midas, when we say them, the Tani explains, we say the words and we remember what they mean. Einan chayzreis reka. They don't come back empty, without working. Heim oisin lefana keseder hazeh. Hashem promised Moshe Rabbeinu when he revealed the 13 midas. Heim oisin lefana keseder hazeh. That if they follow this order, bani moichelhem. This forgiveness. So we asked at the beginning, what about the midah of emes? What about truth? Rav Chesed ve'emes? How could it be that emes, truth, is the chasima of that part of the 13 midas, vadu Hashem kivyochel is? But here, Rabbi Sai, is where we're entering into on the Kudah Nefla Mamish. We're going on Rabbi Shimon's shoulders, and we're climbing up to his hands. Remember, he was standing on his feet. Come, Rabbi Shimon, Al Ragla. Veheirim Yodav. So now instead of asking the child questions, that's what we began with, now we're going to ask the parents. We're going to ask Abba and Ima. Look, there are certain basic methods of parenting, shivtucho mishantucho, that have to be integrated in a healthy way. Your kid did something just now that's beyond terrible. He's rebelling against everything you taught him, everything you believe in. So now we ask the parents, you're smart people, you're good parents, you follow the books. Tell the truth. Tell the absolute truth. We're talking now at the worst possible moment in Yankel's life. Tell the absolute truth. Do you want him truthfully to get what's coming to him? Do you want the book to be thrown at him? The rest of the world has thrown it at him. Do you want his Rebbe, the yeshiva, the whole chevra? Do you, Mr. and Mrs., Abba Ima, do you want to educate him right now? You're big educators. Do you want to educate him now about how life is like this and like that? When your child is in the deepest goalless of his life, but we're asking the parents, speak from a place of pnimius. Don't say, well, of course parents have a responsibility. Stop that business. Don't give me a speech about parents have a responsibility. I'm asking you, talk to me. Pnimius. At that moment, the parents are going to say the absolute truth. And they're going to throw all of these books away. And they're going to enter into a place that's called Lifnai V'Lifnim, into the Kodesh Kedoshim of this child, of their hearts, of who they are, of when he came into the world, which is a truth that is higher than all of the Midas of the Tiferes, of Chochmah and Bina, a truth that is higher than all that we understand and all that a parent could possibly explain. It's a truth, it's a reality that's called Pela Elyon, B'mufla Mimcha, Ki Yipol Mimcha Dovar. It's a wonder, it's the highest place. Higher, higher than anything that's rational or that makes sense. You see, Abba and Ima is Chochmah and Bina. And Chochmah and Bina is the usual way to run a family. With wisdom, with intelligence. Right is right, wrong is wrong, and fair, and mida keneged mida. And of course, always to be caring and loving, and to show that even though the kid didn't do well in his test, you still love the kid, try to do better next time, all that regular stuff. All that's part of Abba and Ima, that's the manual. It's intelligence, it's what's rational, it's what makes sense. But at this moment, when your child is in the worst place of galus, Rabbi Shimon takes you on a journey to a place where only he was able to go. Rabbi Shimon takes us to a world that's called Anochi Lo Eshkachech. No matter what you've done, I will not forget that you were the one to receive the Torah at Sinai. I'll never forget that you were the one that I nursed, that I took out of Mitzrayim. So Rabbi Shimon is looking for a place that's higher than Abba and Ima. That's higher than what makes sense. That's higher than conventional parenting. Rabbi Shimon says, the child is not well. The child is not well. We're not talking about homework. We're not talking about brushing his teeth. We're not talking about getting up on time for davening and for school. Your child is not well. The closing of Rabbi Schussi Yelenu after the Milchama. He was speaking on Yontif and he said, Avinu Malkeinu, Chatanu Lefanech. Avinu Malkeinu, our father, our king. Chatanu, is true that we've sinned. But even when we've sinned against you, we're still Lefanech. We never ever have left you. And he went on to speak about things that he saw during the war, about Jews who were not religious, who didn't let go of God, who refused to say that they weren't Jewish when they could have saved their lives, and instead spat in the face of an SS officer. And the Klausenberg said, Chatanu, we've sinned. You know why we take the shofar? You take a shofar, comes from an animal. And the Klausenberg says, because we're saying to the Rebbeinu Shalom, Rebbeinu Shalom, we've lived in crazy times. We've been put through insanity. And the insanity of our lives has sometimes caused us to behave like animals. An animal with a horn is taken from the head of an animal. And the Rebbe said, we were treated worse than animals. We were treated worse than animals. So you have a taina that sometimes we behave like animals. A person sins a ruach shtus, because I'll say, not intentionally, not in that place of emes, of who he really is, be'emes, who he wants to be, but in that place that was distorted by the Nazis, that was distorted by the internet, whatever it is, by the world that we're living in. So ruach shtus. So we say in the 13 Midas Rachamim, the chesima of that section is Rav Chesed Ve'emes. Because we're asking Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yom Kippur, and this whole time, we're asking Kadosh Baruch Hu to reveal that deepest unknowable truth of the mother holding that newborn baby. Where the mother doesn't see any of the chesroinus, where the mother laughs when the child makes a mess, the mother laughs. We're asking Hashem to look at that bris of ahava, la bris habet val tefen leyetze, and not to look at the animal part of us. Rabbi Shalom, remember Kashem, the soul salam azem in Mitzrayim, Vadheina, like a mother, you carried us out of Mitzrayim, Vadheina to this day. We ask for Taher li beinu la'avducha be'emes. Because that means, Rabbi Shalom, we say, Kol Ma'aminim, the first one is Shukel Emuna. He's a God of faith, a God that believes. Literally means he's trustworthy. But they say from the Holy Rishna that Hashem's belief is in us. Because Hashem knows that just as he, in that unknowable essence of his being, has only love for us, only God knows that in the unknowable part of who we are, there's only love for Hashem. And all we want to do is to be good. And all we want to do is to be good boys and girls and to do the right thing. And therefore we're asking V'tayali Yibayinu Rabban Shem Yerkel Amunah, you believe in us. And V'tayali Yibayinu La'avducha Be'emes. Because Emes is higher than Abba and Ima. It comes from that place that's called Ki Yipolu Mimcha, Pele Elyon, from the crown, from the very root of all that exists beyond this existence. And therefore we're asking the Rebbeinu Shlom to help us in ourselves to come to that place of truth. To see in ourselves what you see in us. That's all the child wants. Help me to see in myself, Mommy, what you see in me. Because I don't see this in myself. When I look at myself, I don't see a person that can do tshuva. I don't see a person who could ever be it. Pure again and good again. But Kaddish Baruch Hu, from that place of the Pella of the wondrous, unknowable essence of his being, he looks, Lifnai v'lifnim, Lifnai in the Kaddish Kadoshim of a Jew, Be'emes, and he knows that each one of us wants to be a good boy, a good girl, better, good, to make him proud. And we're asking him to give us a chance to show him this year that we're going to be better. We're going to try. We're going to try to see that which you see in us. If you look in the Shemi Shmuel, Yom Kippur, Tafrei Shayin Tes, based on the Maral, Midas Emes, the Midas Emes Yisrael Olam Zakoy. In the Midas of Emes, the Jewish people are always innocent, acquitted. Ki Emes Yidovashu Be'etzem. Because Emes is Dovashu Be'etzem, is the essence. Something which comes and goes and changes, it's not emes. That's the moral story. That something that's be'etzem is einu mishtane, it can't change. No matter what. That's all arichas here. V'alkein therefore v'yom ha-kippurim sh'me'ira midas ha-emes. Therefore, in Yom Kippur, the mead of Emes is shining in this gala etzemahus Yisrael, and what is revealed is the essence of the Jewish people. Yisrael be'etzem the kiyum utahirim, and Yisrael be'etzem are clean and pure. V'achet mistayif machmas agoyim k'mashakosuv and so on v'yisarva begoyim, and our sins are because of what we've been exposed to over the years. And where we live, and what we see, and what we hear. Now we go back and let's put everything together. You remember there was a bas kol? Rabbi Barachona goes with a Yishmaeli. It's a strange thing, a Yishmaeli. We had this a few times in Torah Shabbat Peh, the Davka Yishmaeli. And over there at Har Sinai, at that place of law, where the law was given, the Torah was given. Tanhogis HaMishpat, that way of schar v'aynish, reward, punishment, and so on, the system, the law, that place where it was given. Rabbi Bar Bar Chana heard a bas kol, Oili Shenishbati, Gevalt. Oili Shenishbati, there's a shvuah, there's a neder. V'achshiv Shenishbati Mimeifili. The midah of Teferis is making a shvuah. Teferis, as I said before, means the Torah, means the law. There's a shvuah, there's a neder. There's a commitment that Hashem has to living by His own law, by following His own laws, by executing His own laws. Those are the laws that He made. And Kivyochel, His hands are tied by His own laws. Kivyochel. Parent. Laws. Discipline. Right, wrong. Responsibility. A patch. Oyli Shenishbati. But my kid's in trouble, what am I going to do? Then we turn to the Zohar Kaddish. I'll get to the Ishmaeli in a second. Then we turn to the Zohar Kaddish. Come Rabbi Shimon Arabi. As Rabbi Shimon gets onto his, stands up on his feet. And he raises his hands. Ribayin ha'olam. Master of all worlds. Aseilam an Ashchina shehi begalus. Rabbi Shalom, galus has been going on for so long. I'll tell you a little thing from a grandson. Is that okay? Okay, this is from a Tepfer grandson. I heard this from Yedidya about his little brother Yoni, my grandson, that the Rebbe was telling over some cliffhanger of a story the other day in Cheder, some fantastic, suspenseful story, and the Rebbe did a terrible thing. The Rebbe said, "We'll continue tomorrow." Like, just like the best part. And Yedidya told me that Yoni stood up on the table, got up on the desk, and he said, "Rebbe, you didn't finish the story!" So Rabbi Shimon says, "Rebbe, you didn't finish the story. It's thousands of years. We're not talking about 15 minutes of Maisa, you know?" So no longer Maisa. So Rabbi Shimon screams out, "Shechin is a galus. Bibeshvua abanima." There's a shvua. Abanima means what? Chochma and Bina. Chochma and Bina means the way of the Torah, good parents, effective parenting, the manual, rules, regulations, also smile. You know, like they tell teachers in the teachers' schools where they teach teachers how to teach, which is, if the person can't teach, that's a bracha levatala. But they teach the teacher, make sure that the first day when you come to school, make sure to show that you mean business. That's like the rule number one. Make sure to show the kids that your mamash can't stand them. Because otherwise they're going to run all over you. I'm telling you, Bididi, that I taught in school, high school, for 23 years. And I told them the first day how much I love them. I'm not saying it because I'm anybody different. That's all I told them, is how much I love them. And many of these are already parents, and some of them are grandparents. And we're still close. I didn't lose them from telling them that I love them. Abba and Ima, Shehem Chochma and Bina. So how are we going to get rid of this neder? The Torah was given on Har Sinai. Abba Ima, Chochma Bina says, throw him in jail, throw away the key. Don't let him into the house. Don't let him stay home. He's not keeping Shabbos. Throw him out. He's got a girlfriend. We don't want him here. He smokes some stuff in the parking lot, you know, behind wherever. Get rid of them. Say b'shimin im nadar mitzad abba v'ima. So abba v'ima, parenting, seichel hayosher, regular parenting, made an oath. That's the Torah, that's the Pharaohs. Rabbi Shimon says, Ani Alas, I'm going to take you to a place, Pnimius HaTorah. Pnimius, the inner essence of Torah. It's Rabbi Shimon Bayochai. Bayochai, B'Kodesh HaKadoshim. Rabbi Shimon says, come with me, Eden, I'm going to take you to a place of Kiyipolim HaMchadova, a wondrous place. And Rabbi Shimon was only able to be revealed at the end, not in the early years, when it was easier to be good. Sheyifta Aneder. And in that place of the crown, of the Pele Elyon, of the highest, most wondrous, unknowable essence of God, who knows the unknowable essence of His children, that they're good, there the Neder can be annulled. You know, there's a long letter, and there's no time right now. There's a long letter of Tavkuf Nun Hei, Daddy Geras. It's a famous letter from Avkuk to the great genius, to the Gaon, the Ritbaz, from Tzfas. He was also in Chicago for a while. And then later on, in Yerushalayim. And Avkuk writes back to him, there's all machlokes about the Heter Mechiru, the Shemitah, Kiyadur. And in the letter, Rav Kook writes to him, because the Ritbaz was very, very upset that Rav Kook was being makar of all the Rishoyim, the worst sinners in Eretz Yisrael. Rav Kook was befriending and going after them and spending time with them. And Rav Kook writes back, Mashakosav Marla Tamoralai. They knew each other still from Volozhin. And you're writing, you're wondering about how I'm acting. Shani Makaravis Hakol, Kol Nidre. Shani Makaravis Hakol. That I'm trying to bring back every Jew. Gamas Poishe Yisrael, even the worst sinners. Kedelach Zir Machuva. Gesafila Beremes Kavanosi, I wrote you already a little bit of a hint what my thoughts are and my intentions. Shakol Mishu Mokshalasik Bepnimius Rose Torah, that those Jews who are able to study, to learn the inner essence, the secrets of Torah. They're filled with the light of what's called Teres Chesed, of that crown, of that infinite love of God. And these people are obligated to go after those Jews who have fallen. Umotzeb Zestira, and your honor, you have found that this contradicts the bracha we say in Shemin Esrei, v'lamashinim al tisikva, and so on, v'chalaminim, that Hashem should take away all of the apikorsim, and so on. So you look here, Rav Kook, basically he's saying, I don't even know how to speak to you. It's a different language. And he goes on to tell us, I'm going to get to Yishmael in a second. That's the cliffhanger, so I don't lose you. There are two things together that build the Jewish people, Kedushas Yisrael, and the relationship that we have with God. Echad hu skula. The first is called the skula, we don't understand it. There's something about a Jew that we've inherited from the Ovis and the Imos. It's the essence of our being that no one understands. It's a skula. As it says in Pasuk, Hashem said, not because you're big tzaddikim, I took you out. Hashem says, oh, yeah, I have a cheshek for you. Like a mother with a newborn baby. He says, that's a koyach kodesh pnimi that doesn't change. The amidem la'ad la'olam. The second hanog that Hashem has is inyin bechira. And bechira means, Har Sinai, if you look at the whole letter, it means choosing, It means right and wrong and disciplining and so on. And the Rav Kook goes on to say to his old friend from Volozhin, he says that our generation, Ikvas the Mashiachim, is Gabriel Yosef Korach HaSkula. In our generation, what's strongest is the Korach of Skula. And he says, you see Jews that they're far, far from Har Sinai, far from the Neder, far from Torah Mitzvahs, but they're filled with an undying love for other Jews. They're filled with an unbelievable, immeasurable love for the land of Israel, for Eretz Israel. And they give their lives up for Eretz Israel. They're dying for Eretz Israel. And they're dying to protect other Jews. They help. They love the Jewish people. They love Eretz Israel. They'll never renounce their Yiddishkeit. They want to be Jews. So if Cook says, you see that what's shining at this time is the Korach HaSkula, that Korach. And we have to reach into that place and who they are. So now we can understand the Inyan of why it's the Yishmaeli. Why was it that the one who was Ma'ir of this whole business of the Pele El Yoin that wanted to bring Rabbi Shimon to hear this? And when Rabbi Shimon heard this, then Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Barachana heard this, and this obviously, this is what Rabbi Shimon was referring to, and was Ma'ir Rabbi Shimon to bring to the Hafar of this Neder, to the annulment of this vow. Because the Gemara that you know in Brachos in the first parak, Tanya Amar Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha, the Kohen Gadol. Rabbi Yishmael said, "Pamachas nechdasti lahakdik taris lifnai v'lifnim." It was one Yom Kippur. I went into bring the taris. I went lifnai v'lifnim, all the way into the Kodesh Kedoshim. V'reisi akasri elka. And what was revealed to me was that level that Rabbi Shimon somehow connected to, which is the crown. Akasviel Kra. The Maharsha talks about that. Akasviel, the Kesser, was revealed to me in the Kosh Kedoshim, Hashem Tzavakais. Sheyoshev Akisei Ram Venisav Armeli, Yishmol Beni Barcheini. And the Kesser, the crown, Kivyochel Hashem himself asked me, Yishmol Beni, my son Yishmol, give me a brach, Hashem. Said to Yishmol, give me a brach. To Rabbi Yishmol. I said to Hashem, Hashem, may be your will that your rachimim, the midas rachimim emes, that it rise over your anger. And that your love and that your compassion rolls over all the other midas. V'tisnaigi banecha b'midas harachamim, which is Yaakov, which is Emes, v'tikonis lehem lifnaim, lifnim mishuris ad-din, and enter into them, into that place that's called lifnim mishuris ad-din. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Yishmael reported to us, nan liberosh, that Hashem nodded his head. And we learned from that even a birchas head, you shouldn't be kalabinecha, but that HaKadosh Baruch Hu kivyochel, with the crown on his head, whatever that means, that experience that he had nodded in consent. So Rabbi Yishmael Kohen Gadol maybe. That's what's being hinted to. There was a soicha, there was a salesman, a Yishmaeli, maybe it's hinting to a remez to Rabbi Yishmael, who's standing up keeping the Kodesh Kedoshim, and he's ma'ir that ahava that Hashem has for every Jew. Because inside each and every one of us, there's that lifnai v'lifn, there's that kodesh kedoshim, there's that yeled tov, that good child, that good boy, that good girl, that lifnai v'lifn, that tzaddik. And it's the job of a tzaddik, is pamachas nechnasti lifnai v'lifnim. A parent has to know how to go lifnai v'lifnim. A rebbe has to know how to go lifnai v'lifnim. Lifnai v'lifnim into the kodesh kedoshim of the child. If you're in the Azara, it doesn't work. It has to be lifnai v'lifnim. In the world of Kesey, Yitnu Lucham, Alochim, Hamoine Ma'ala, Imam Chesel, Kevutse Mat, even the lowest Jews who are Kevutse Mat. And maybe that's just the beginning of explaining the meaning of, according to Rabbeinu HaKadosh, which is the Inyan of Mashiach Sekeinu of David Malkin Mashiach, that Yitzum Shalom is Mechapim. I be paskin like Chachamim. In the world of Chochmah and Bina, we paskin like Chachamim. But the tzaddikim revealed to us that we know that the chayish mishpat etnai is always etnai. It's not the etzem adover, it's just etnai, that the etzem adover should be fulfilled. I don't have time to go into this now. And it means that Hashem is saying, do something on Yom Kippur. Fast. Try. And once you begin to connect to that Itzumah Shel Yom, then, of course, I'll take you into the Kodesh Kodashim. And Rabbeinu HaKadosh is right, the Itzumah Shel Yom is Mechaper, Lifnai V'Lifnai. So let me end with a story. It's an old story and it's famous. And I have a cheshek to share it with you. One of the chassidim of the Rebbe of Melech, of the Rebbe of Melech from Zhensk, one of the chassidim wanted very, very badly to be kaparis by the Normal Melech, to be there when the Rebbe was shlogging kaparis. And the Rebbe Lemach said to him, if you want to see kaparis, go to this and this village, and you go over here, and you go over there, and outside, whatever it is, but all the Aroyskin Vafidika people live someplace in the middle of nowhere, and over there you ask for a Jew by this and this name, over there you'll see kaparis. I'm sure you know the story, so let's chazer it over. Okay. So this chassid goes, the Rebbe told him, goes to see kaparis. He comes there, it's very, very late, the night, going to Erev Yom Kippur, going already, it's ready by dawn, all the shikarim finally leave, all the customers, this Jew owns a little bar, a little business, and all the customers, the shikarim, all of the Nachrim, they already are finished, and they either left or someone pulled them out from the place. And it's just the Yid, this Jew with his wife. And the Yid asks his wife to bring him a certain notebook that he has, some papers that he has. She goes and she unlocks a certain drawer and she brings these papers. And he starts to read all of the sins he did the past year. On these papers he has written all of his sins, big and small. And he has the date. He wrote down on this and this day, I did this and this aveir. And he writes everything down. And he's crying and crying all kinds of bechiyas, reading his papers with his aveiris in the past year. And he says, Rabban Shloilam, I know that I promised you last Erev Yom Kippur that I'm going to be better this year, I'm going to be good. In the end, it turns out that I did many aveiros. He's crying and crying. Finally, he calms down a little bit and he says to his wife to bring him the other bichel, the other book. And he starts to read from this other book. And he has written down over there, on this and this day, whatever it is, Rosh Chodesh Teves, I went into the forest to get wood to bring for poor Jews who needed a fire. And I was attacked by a bunch of hoodlums who beat me to a place that I almost died. And he writes other things in that, he reads other things from that book, terrible things that happened to him during the year. And then he stops. And he says, on this day, our daughter Mirula died. And him and his wife start to cry, Mirula, Mirula. On that day, Mirula died. This past year, Mirula died, our daughter. The crown of our head, she died. And he's reading all the tragedies through the calendar. And crying, and then he finishes and says, Rabban Shalom Emes, I asked you beferish last Erev Yom Kippur that this coming year should be a year that's filled with health, with peace, with nachas, with bracha, with parnasa. And I believed you and I trusted in you that it would be such a year. Ulu b'saif ma'olsa. And in the end, what kind of a year was it? And they're crying, the two of them crying. And then all of a sudden, the innkeeper says, "Nu, Rabbanu Shalom, it's Erev Yom Kippur. Erev Yom Kippur, we have to make up. We have to make up, me and you, we have to make up. So I'll tell you what, Ata lo chayev li, you don't owe me anything, and I don't owe you anything." And he tasted two bichalach, these two books, and he swings them three times over his head. He says, "Zois chalifasi, zois tmarasi, zois kaparasi." He slugs kaparas with these two books, and then he throws them into the fire. And that's why the tzaddikim said that it's called kaparas in the plural, slichas in the plural. We forgive each other. Not just kapara, not just slicha. Kaparas, slichas. So it's Erev Yom Kippur, Tavshin Ayin Tes. Hashem Yisbarach should help. We're not allowed to say these kind of things. This is a story that we have from the Menahem HaMelech. But Hashem Yisbarach should look at all the things that we're going through now at the end of time. All of the Nisyonos, all of the things that we're going through. And we should be able to shlug kaparis in such a way that when we let go of the chicken or of the coins, after saying Zeus Khalifasi, Zeus Tamarasi, Zeus Kaparasi, Zeus Satanagolas, Zeus Zatarnago Yelech Lamisa, Vanachna Nakons the Chaim Toiv Maruchim Lashol. And the Rishlam that you should forgive us and we should be able to be even. And Vitaheli Bengla of the Chubbamas, help us to see the truth that you see in us, and help us to see that truth in you. And then on that day, we'll be even. And on that day, we'll be able to kick all of the kaparas on the side and to head back to Yerushalayim. To be zoichet to see the face of the Kohen Gadol, whoever that Rabbi Yishmael Kohen Gadol will be at that time coming out of the Beis HaMikdash, the Marek Kohen that we're going to all be zoichet to see at the time of the Gula Shemamitish, Mehem Yemin Amen V'Amen. Machsim Toiva Gutshah.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.